Take a few moments to get yourself comfortable. What's ahead of us is a meditation just checking in with the five koshas, often translated as bodies. Koshas are like sheaths or essences of experience. Just as a reminder, we're starting with the physical and moving inward. Hopefully you're comfortable now. And so if you haven't already, close your eyes. Just bring awareness to your physical form. This is the Anamaya Kosha. Organs, bones, muscle, skin. Paying attention to sensations. Asking yourself, how is it with your physical body right now? There are no right or wrong answers. And I invite you just to take three deep breaths. Pranamaya Kosha is that energy sheath, the subtle energetic level that's right beneath your skin. Sometimes this is called life force or prana. In yoga, we learn that it's connected to breath. In fact, pranayama isn't the practice of breath. It's the practice of energy, right? So just by bringing awareness to your breath, seeing if you can take long, deep breaths, maybe smoothing it out, this can also smooth out and just help stabilize that energy. Pranamaya Kosha. And as we do this, you may notice that your mind is starting to give you lots of information. I don't know, but you might be able to hear the purring of a cat that's insisted on joining me. But all of the information that's being taken in through your senses, any information your mind is giving you, your mood, your emotions, this is all Manomaya Kosha. Just ask yourself, how is it with my thoughts and feelings right now? And again, there are no right or wrong answers. And as we get a little bit deeper, by awakening that observer within us that is helping to remember that our thoughts and emotions are not actually us. They're occurring within us. By just remembering that, we're starting to awaken that wisdom within us via Namaya Kosha. Sometimes this is talked about in terms of listening to your heart or a gut instinct, and you can also feel this in your brain or in your mind. And remember, just by remembering it's there, by honoring its presence, we're strengthening that Vayamana Kosha. We're strengthening that wisdom within us. And below it lies that deep level Anandamaya Kosha, sometimes translated as bliss body. When we connect with this, it's feelings of unbounded freedom and joyfulness. It's a feeling of that consciousness expanding beyond the limits of our bodies, maybe a sense of peace or connection, a smile from a loved one as you come home, often I think we experience this in moments, little glimpses, at least I do. And there's no right or wrong, but just remembering that Anandamaya Kosha lies within you. That bliss, that connection lies within. We can help invoke its presence. And I invite you to return to your breath. Feeling your rib cage expand and contract. Let this just return you to that sense of being a physical form in case you got to leave it for a few moments. And when you're ready, simply open your eyes.